This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A powerful storm heading up the East Coast is threatening to dump up to a foot of snow on some areas by late Tuesday. It also may cause severe thunderstorms and flash flooding in the southeast before becoming a powerful nor'easter. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has declared a snow emergency to keep roads clear.
While this is more snow than we've had this season, our teams are ready to make sure that all of our residents make it through the pending storm safely.
New York City Schools Chancellor David Banks is temporarily moving classes online.
Long gone are the days of just a snow day and everybody just has off. So we're going to have a big snowstorm, most likely, but our students, we expect for them to be fully engaged.
National Weather Service forecasters say that millions of people are in the storm's path. President Biden says his administration is discussing a potential ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the plan would allow for the release of hostages and for the expansion of humanitarian aid in Gaza.
President Biden was speaking after meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah. Biden spoke of the unimaginable pain and loss by Palestinian civilians in Gaza. They lack access to food and water. They haven't had a chance to mourn or bury their dead.
Too many of the over 27,000 Palestinians killed in this conflict have been innocent civilians and children.
Biden says Israel shouldn't go ahead with a military operation in Rafah without a credible plan for the safety of more than 1 million people sheltering there. He also says that the Palestinian Authority needs reforms so that it can be ready to lead once Hamas's control over Gaza ends. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
House Republicans will try again today to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Their first attempt failed when a handful of Republicans voted against impeachment. Supporters of the move say the secretary has shirked his duties at the border and breached the public's trust. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is sharpening her criticism of Donald Trump. South Carolina Public Radio's Gavin Jackson reports on Haley's reaction to Trump's weekend comments about NATO.
Haley told the small crowd at the first of two stops today that Trump, siding with Russian President Vladimir Putin over allies, undermines the NATO security alliance.
This guy's a thug. He invaded a pro-American, freedom-loving country with Ukraine. 500,000 people have died and been wounded because of Putin. And you're going to side with that?
She added that such off-the-cuff remarks have major ramifications.
He just put every military member at risk and every one of our allies at risk. That's the danger.
For NPR News, I'm Gavin Jackson in Lawrence, South Carolina.
U.S. futures are mostly lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR News. Voters in New York's 3rd Congressional District go to the polls today for a special election to replace George Santos. Democratic former Congressman Tom Suozzi will face Nassau County Republican Mozzie Pilip. Santos was expelled from his House seat in December after being charged with several crimes, including wire fraud, conspiracy, and identity theft. He admits lying about his background in order to win votes in 2022. A judge in Georgia says a hearing must be held to determine whether the Fulton County District Attorney should be disqualified from the election interference case against Donald Trump. From member station WABE, Sam Greenglass reports on what's at stake at Thursday's hearing.
At a Monday hearing, Fulton Superior Judge Scott McAfee said it's clear that disqualification can occur if evidence shows an actual conflict or the appearance of one. But McAfee said it remains to be proven whether Willis or Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade had a financial interest in the case.
Because I think it's possible that the facts alleged by the defendant could result in disqualification, I think an evidentiary hearing must occur to establish the record on those core allegations.
McAfee said he would limit the scope of Thursday's hearing, but declined for now to quash subpoenas for Willis and others to testify. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
Again, U.S. futures are mostly lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. On Asia-Pacific, market shares are mostly higher, but down a fraction in Hong Kong and up nearly 3% in Tokyo. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.